me. I'm right here.
Hey, y'all remember, man, talk this shit up when you hit them bricks. Best way to get more involved is to tell people about the benefits of this here thing. No beefing, no drama, just business. Anybody got problems with anybody else here, we bring it to the group. We ain't got to take it to the streets. All right. Let's do it.
This is for the concealed.
Welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show with Mr. Nug and Mike Hale.
The life we live is our living testimony.
This is for the concealed.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
This is Mr. Naz.
We ain't gonna have none but the realness. You know how I get.
This is for the concealed.
Mike Real, but you can call me Mr.
Welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show with Mr. Naz and Mike Vail.
Tonight, y'all, it's going down. You know, once again, but that's tuning in. The call-in number, if you want to just listen, is 516-595-8127. That's the number you want to call in and chop it up with us. As well, you know, if you also want to check us out, you know, get the link. We will also on Facebook. You can check us out on Instagram. You hit Shadow Worlds, and you can check us out on the website as well. Website is www.shadowworlds.com. Now, with that being said, I'm just waiting for my partner in crime to call in. You know, my partner was online, so I guess he's having some technical difficulties. So hopefully we should be good. So, anywho, I think we back. I think my homie's back. Here we go. Anyway, Mr. Mike Will, you
Yo, what happened? What happened?
I don't know, man. you just like left me lonely. I mean, like, damn.
I was listening to the music, man, and all of a sudden it like kicked me out or something. I was like, what's going on?
I don't know, player. I don't know. But anywho, how's your day, bro?
My day is going well, man. How about yours? I can't complain.
Nah, I'm feeling blessed, brother. Feeling blessed. However, people been asking behind the scenes. The word's been getting out. The rumor's been getting out. I think we're ready to do that big announcement. I don't know, man. You ready for that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, why not? You know what I'm saying?
All right, here's what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to bring the introduction in, and then when the introduction comes through, y'all going to know what it is at that point. So let's drop this intro for our new co-host. And we looked through everything. You know, we checked out everything. We wanted to, but we're going to explain more. So check this out. Now introduce it. Yeah, this is what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce for the first time and welcome to the talk show, the one and only, the infamous Miss Diamond D. Welcome to the show. This is the new co-host, ladies and gentlemen. She's getting down. That's what she do.
Wait a minute. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Diamond?
You live.
If I'm live, I'm feeling the intro. I want you to play it back. I was like, ooh,
I know.
That was so nice.
Mike, should I hit it one more time?
Yeah. You know what? Go ahead and run it back, Nash.
Okay.
All right. Y'all crazy. All right, here we go. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, introducing for the first time, but for a lot of those who know from the Tri-State area, y'all know who she is, the one and only Miss Diamond D. Check it out, the intro.
I'm a superhero.
Shine bright like a diamond.
That is incredible. That is so cute. I'm so glad to be here. Yes.
Oh, don't worry. I got you. I got you. We'll give that to you a little later on so you can roll with it.
I love that. Thank you so much. You know I love music and all of that kind of stuff, so that's exciting. I'm very grateful to be here. I've been trying to get on this show for, like, ever. Oh, my goodness. I think I'm one of the original listeners. I used to sit
yes,
at my desk and listen.
We
right?
Back.
Like, we
oh
really
God.
Go way, way back. So I'm finally, Mama, I made it. I made it.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
Excited.
Right, you want to let everybody know a little bit about you because we have some listenership. Oh, yeah, just to let you know and our listeners, big salute to the Midwest. We got Louisiana listening. We got Texas listening. We got California listening. You know, we got affiliates. And oh, salute to Rebirth
I
Radio,
like,
who's also carrying us nationally. So, Diamond, please
yeah.
give them a
oh,
little,
so
little give them some bio.
So I'm going to give you a brief bio because, you know, I could go on and on and on. And then as we do the show, I'll get a little bit more personal because I don't care about sharing my business. But I'm Diamond D. I started out doing the Diamond D show back in 2009. With
mm-hmm.
Charles McDougal over, it's a Jersey thing. House music is, you know, where I started the show, featuring just house music and Jersey house music artists. But to back
mm-hmm.
up a little bit before I even met Charles, it was because I was hosting parties. I'm an event. I'm an MC. So I just love for people to have a good time. So from the parties and the milestone birthdays and things like that, working with various DJs, this is a real fast, abbreviated version, y'all. I linked up with Charles McDougal in the new house of music. We came up with the Diamond D show, and then it's just taken off from there. I've got my hands in a little bit of everything. Music is my passion, but since I can't sing a lick, I decided, you know, to immerse myself in this by, you know, providing different platforms for people to listen to music and then chat. I'm a conversationalist. I love to talk. I talk for a living, not just on radio shows. I do it for my daytime as well. So, and I'm an open book. So if we have people that call in, don't be afraid to ask me anything. Most things I... Nat knows. I overshare. We'll get into that later. But, you know, and again, it's just really an honor to be here. I have been listening to your show from day one. Like, man, I'm not going to lie, but like, oh, I've been there for every single show. But the way we linked up recently, is it okay if I tell that story?
Yeah, no doubt. Go for it.
All right, so I'm in K&G looking at the good Steve Harvey suits, right? So I'm on lunch. I work down the street from K&G. I just need to pick something up real, real quick. I want to go in and out because actually I wasn't even on my lunch. I was on like a quick let me sneak out and on their time and run to K&G. I get a candy. I just want to get out and get. I'm sweaty. It's like 98,000 degrees outside. I'm sweaty.
Damn,
I'm on a phone.
Yeah.
It was so hot, and I'm like, all these people in line. Ugh, I'm pissed. And then turns around, and Mr. Naz is like, Diamond. I'm like, hi. I didn't want to see anybody I knew. And then one thing led to another, and we talked, and, you know, you invited me to be a part of the show, and I couldn't wait because I've always wanted to engage with you and be a part of it, even if it were just for one show, because I've always listened from day one, like from day one. And shout out to Tony, but she was
Tony,
chatterbox,
yeah.
right? And
yeah,
she was doing
it
online. I used to... Right? And she actually put me on to you. And, you know, it's all about networking. And you mentioned that we were, you know, we have West Coast, and Midwest listeners and Southwest and all that. And I love everybody. So it's not just a Jersey thing for me. When, like I said, I love music. I love people. I can talk
mm-hmm.
and relate to anybody. I'm old. I'm pushing 50. That's old
you
in today.
You pushing 50?
See, this is what we're going to do. We're not going to do this because I was bragging when I was looking at the Steve Harvey suits. I was like, yeah, because I was about to be 50.
No, stop.
He was like, well, how old are you? No, you're not about to be 50, but I really am. But the point of it is I'm very fun-loving, open-minded, but just one thing that I ask of you and the listeners, don't take any of this personally. It's just entertainment. That's
oh, why she had to go there, Mike?
People get mad. People get mad.
No, we. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know.
We know. We've got that, and you know, that's the whole thing. We don't plan to apologize. However, you know, at the end of the day,
right? Ain't no apology.
We're grown ass people. I mean, you know, this may not be for everybody. You know, if you want to, you know, be a part of the experience, we welcome you, of course. But at the end of the day, you know, we're gonna have adult talk. You know, that's it.
Yeah,
I mean, we're gonna
no
drop
doubt.
A couple F bombs, another MF bomb, but you know, we're not ratchet. We curse like grown ups.
I'm a grown up person.
we curse with a purpose.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we do, man. Because we, you know, in doing this, my God, I've had the experience working with some great co-hosts and stuff like that. But I've been an admirer of Diamond D and what she's done in her show. So I followed
you
faithfully. So, I mean, you know, she definitely brings a listenership as well as her own audience. I mean, you can't go around the tri-state and not say the name Diamond D and no one know who she is. I mean,
that
you know, for
so,
those,
that,
those
it,
who
it's
listen in Louisiana, y'all don't understand. Y'all come over to the side, you're going to hear her name.
And it's funny because sometimes I'm like, why are they looking at me? Who is that? What are they looking at? And I'm like, oh, they on that Diamond D. Hey, y'all. So it's special. And it's heartwarming to be appreciated and recognized, and 95% of it is all love, like straight up 95% of it, because we all have a little bit of hate out there, right? The haters, I don't like to really use that terminology, but it exists, it's real. Everybody, I'm not for everybody, and I'll tell you in a minute, if I'm not for you, I'm not for you, and I'm cool with that. I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
I respect the person.
See, that's
you know,
that
grown
talk.
I only get down with
it.
Diamond D. As opposed to the phony person that's acting like they love it, but meanwhile they kicking my back in.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So. Yes. Preach, sister. That's what I'm talking
about. Don't get me started,
because
I'll be preaching. I know we have a couple of topics that we want to
We're going to have fun with it. We have topics. We're going to have fun with it. Now, you know, I'm glad, you know, those who's tuning in, you being a part of it, you know, we'll let you know when the lines is open. And I see some people calling in now, listening. You know, what we generally do, Diamond, you know, we have a certain time where we open the lines and we start talking to people.
Okay.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, this is our show. This is us. You know, we want to control the narrative. Because you know how sometimes you have callers that call in, they want to control the damn show. It's like, hold up.
Yeah.
Wanna play this? Yeah, this is our show. Get your own.
Right.
No, we've had that.
I
learned the hard way, but, you know, Mike, me and Mike talked about behind the scenes. But, anywho, we're going to dive right into some up-to-date topics, if y'all don't mind. All right. I got to say, got to go away. You got to hit it first, and I need to stop this one. Well, first of all, I didn't try none of the damn thing. What is the nonsense? Well, let me not say nonsense. What is going on with the damn Popeye chicken? You know what I mean? Can't get somebody help me out here. This is some bullshit. what's happening?
Mike, I'm gonna let you go first.
You know what? I ain't gonna front. It was some
you
good
had
ass
the chicken.
I did have it.
Hold up.
The chicken.
You ain't got the goddamn
Mike, you ate the chicken.
I had the chicken.
I just got here. Fired.
You just got the damn chicken.
Then
they just stopped the damn chicken.
Ago.
You been bamboozled, son.
I had it weeks ago.
Ain't nobody had a chicken weeks ago. You had the chicken weeks ago, Mike?
I had the chicken when it first came out.
I follow
a lot of food bloggers. And they were bigging it up weeks ago.
He's food bloggers. He's
food bloggers. First of all, man, we're going to talk behind the scenes.
We're going to talk about
Popeyes.
There's a guy named Dame Drops. The endorsement, they stamped it, yo. What can I say? I'm sorry. The brother
How about
the
goddamn
chicken sandwich.
Son?
Yo, B, I was hungry, man. Damn.
How was it, and how long was the line?
Actually, when I got it, there was no line.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It
that
was,
joke was
you
was
know,
open. He was open.
It was wide open. I got the spicy joint, and it was what's up. And then it was like that. Right after that, it just kind of blew up. But I already had it. So, you know, I know what it is.
I'm not trying it. I'm not trying it. My chicken is better. I'm not. I'm really not a Popeye fan to begin with. And I'm not. I feel like, oh gosh, here we go, right? But I feel like black people, we got to do better. And I know it wasn't just us out there eating the Popeye's chicken and standing in line. However,
actually, mainly was us.
Each other. Did y'all see the video I put on my page? This man said, and excuse me, you stupid chicken eating motherfuckers.
Yeah, I actually posted that on my page.
$23 million in advertisement because everybody wants to be a part of a challenge or some goofy internet phenomenon. Meanwhile, I got a soulful restaurant across the street from my house that we may act too good to eat out of.
What's the name of this? No. It was a good food.
I ain't giving no free endorsements. I don't mess with them like that.
No,
and then if I tell
Mike,
you where it is,
Mike,
people won't know where I live.
I got
5% haters out there. They're like, oh, wait a minute. She's
like, they be living across. They be sitting in front of the store eating this soul food, just throwing bones at your house.
Yeah, I'm not trying the chicken. I really can't believe Mike. We're gonna have to talk after the show.
You know what? Y'all can hate me if you wanna. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can hate me if
I don't think you had the chicken.
You calling me a sellout because I ate a piece of fried chicken?
A piece of fried chicken. Yeah.
Hold up, man. That's how you sound, son.
Don't even play me out like that, B.
All you needed was some watermelon on the side. Like,
I don't eat watermelon.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I eat watermelon.
I don't get down with it. You need Viagra, nigga?
Man, sometimes, man.
Damn.
Don't judge me,
nigga. That's a little too much information.
Don't judge me.
But they have literally, they've run out of chicken, y'all. This is crazy.
Yeah,
they
sold out.
How you run out of chicken?
How does
they
a chicken
sold
run out?
Out
of chicken?
They didn't. They did not anticipate that this thing was going to take off like it did.
They did.
I think they did, bro.
I don't think so. This was not Popeye's plan.
It was not.
They invested zero in this marketing. They probably had one commercial. I honestly have not seen a commercial for this chicken. I found out about it on social media.
Black people getting out the commercials. I mean,
here's the deal though. Here's the deal, y'all. See, Chick-fil-A is not really in the black communities. So they compared this chicken to be better than Chick-fil-A. So black folks said, oh, we got our own Chick-fil-A, and they've just taken it over. And they went crazy with it, you know.
So that's what it was about?
In my opinion, because how many Chick-fil-A's you got up around the way?
Well, there's one near me.
Well, you don't live around the way.
Where you live at, nigga? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
You don't live up around the way anymore.
I got two around me. I
live around the way, y'all. And I got within a 5-mile radius. Seriously, I got 4 Popeyes. No lie. No Chick-fil-A's. Maybe Chick-fil-A out in Union on 22, which is probably about.
There's one in Woodbridge. There's one in Woodbridge, New Jersey. The Chick-fil-A over there.
But that's not up around the way.
Bro,
you know,
that's
people
not
from
around
our way, like Woodbridge. That's far.
You don't forgot where you came from. You talking about me being in the crowd?
Right. He's like in Woodbridge. Right.
Well, I still give back. Damn, my brother can't move a different place.
He's like in Woodbridge. In Woodbridge, there's two. There's one in the ShopRite Plaza, and there's another one on the second floor of the mall.
You know where it's at, Carmen. You've been there. You're next to KMG.
Right. I said I still live in a hood. I'm not of the hood. I just live
here.
Oh, see,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, see, y'all hear that? Exactly. I'm from the hood. I'm not about the hood. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm from the hood. I'm not about the hood. Can I get hood? Absolutely. absolutely. But only when necessary. And I'm too old for all of that now. But see, there are no Chick-fil-A's. And I just think that it's unfortunate that we as black people, a girlfriend asked me a while ago, years ago, she was like, what's up with, what's the vodka that Puffy, or what's his name?
Oh, is it Ciroc.
The Ciroc.
Yeah.
This was years ago.
Yeah,
she was
the
like,
Ciroc
what's up with Ciroc? Why is everybody going crazy over Ciroc? And I
was
like,
that's...
What happened, Mike? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was like, that's just another one of them things that, you know, it's like Hennessy. Every black person drinks Hennessy.
Why? Yeah. Because why? You know, one, so we tell you this is what we're going to drink this, and here we go
mm-hmm.
like zombies just following behind something. Half the people that drink Hennessy don't even like that shit. They just drink it because it's the end thing to do. You know,
exactly.
We're followers. We got to stop being followers. We really do. But I got a chicken sandwich to sell y'all that's going to put Popeyes out of business.
But listen, we don't promote the chicken sandwich. I mean, as long as they give us a check, we good. You know, we can promote their chicken sandwich. So
we can, but that's the thing. None of these people got checks. Popeyes is the only person that made the only organization that made money off it. It's like we running out, buying two, three, four. We doing all of this. And some people equated it to... standing in line for voting. I didn't get the correlation to that, but it can be. You know, we'll run out for this, but meanwhile, we need to get Trump out of office. That's a whole other topic. Let's see how
that's a whole other topic alone. I mean,
maybe they should get Popeye's chicken sandwiches out at the voting line. Like, they set us back like 400 years running around like coons for chicken. I'm embarrassed. I really am. I'm not doing it. Do I like?
Yeah, I mean, but how do we?
Chicken?
But how do we get the black businesses? How do we get black businesses to get smart like that? I mean, how do we support our own community? I mean, any suggestions? Anybody? I mean, because you see what these idiots out here doing. Sorry.
Well, now go ahead, Diamond.
No, what I was going to say, number one, is the mindset, right? So we say we don't want to support, well, not that we don't want to. A lot of times it's hard to support black businesses because we don't have the financial backing all the time to staff properly, to have everything to offer. We would have run out of chicken long ahead of time. You know, we don't, or we'll go into business and not have a business management because I could fry a good piece of chicken.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean that I could run a chicken business, you know? So, it starts with the business owners, I think. We need to run our businesses better in order to keep our money in the neighborhood.
Thank you. We talked about that. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. You know, as much as I would love to support more black business, it's kind of hard to do, for the reasons that you pointed out. They're not.
Everybody want to sleep.
Thank you. Yo, I'll put it like this. There's a Popeyes around the corner from me, okay? And one day, they're supposed to open up at, I think, 11 o'clock or 10th or something like that. I went there one day, to get that two-piece special. But they put a sign out.
He's like a whole Popeyes connoisseur. All right, Mike, go ahead.
But they put a sign out that said the store wasn't going to open for like another 2 hours because the cook called out.
So they had
you only got one damn cook to fry the damn chicken?
Right.
One cook. Yeah.
And that's what I mean. We have to manage. We have to manage our businesses better. You know, we want the patrons. We have to manage our businesses better. We have to open on time. We have to staff properly. I went back to using a restaurant across the street as an example. I went over there one day to get a cup of coffee. They was like, we ain't got no cups. I promise you I'm going to make this up.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do a show on that about businesses, black businesses. We talked about that. Mike was, I think you kind of alluded to, no disrespect. Y'all can talk about some of these immigrants out here. Mike said, look, my lawn stays nice, on time, professional, the whole nine. Mm-hmm. You can say what you want. But at the end of the day, they take pride in what they do. A lot of these immigrants take pride in what they do. So I salute those who's, you know, out here hustling, doing what he's supposed to do. So then, you know, I also salute the people of color that's also professional in their business. Let me know, because make no mistake, there are some professional black people and people of color doing their damn thing. But, you know, the overall consensus is you know, we half-ass it. Let's just keep it, you know, keep it real. I mean,
yeah,
we half-ass.
No doubt.
You know, and then how do we change that mindset? You know, I mean, we can't change everybody's mindset, but I guess at some point we're going to have to address the issue, and people are looking funny at me like, no, come on, brother, you don't got a contract. Ah, oh, man, we good. We good. And no. I need a contract.
No, you're right. No contract, no business. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's a business.
Mm-hmm.
It's
this
a business.
Is goddamn business.
Right, it's a business, and I want my contract on paper. Your handshake is no good to me. You know, and believe it or not, a handshake is a binding
contract.
But no.
However, you can't prove that shit in court of law.
That's what I was going to say. It becomes down to my word versus your word. So, no, I need it in writing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-mm.
But Mike and Dime, let me ask you a question. Why do people of color think they got to ask for a damn discount in business? Oh, yeah, come on. I know everybody in this. I mean, come on. Speak on it. Come on.
Yo,
I know you. Come on. Hold up.
All of a sudden they want to be your brother and shit and all that, you know, all that garbage. Like, you've been sitting across from me at my damn Thanksgiving table and shit like that. I mean, you know, that's just how we are, man. We always looking for a deal. You know what I'm saying? But, we don't do that shit with
so
the white man.
I'm going to say, I work with a lot of Jewish people, a lot of my clients, and they nickel and dime you, okay? Again, this isn't my professional side. They will nickel and dime. So I don't think that there's a problem asking for a discount. I don't, right? So here, is there anything else you can do for me? I'm a sales shopper, right? I'm going directly to the sales reps. I want a deal. But it's the way that you ask for that deal.
Yes.
It's how you minimize it. So as a DJ, if I tell you that my fee is $1,000, don't come stupid and be like, oh, I only had 300. Then you only don't have me, the DJ. You understand what I'm saying? It's like unreasonable requests that they ask for, unreasonable discounts. Like, they disrespect whatever business, whatever service or good that you're offering. They come, we, as black people, we just, I don't know why we do it. Of course, everybody wants to save. Everybody does. There's none of us that wants to just go around paying full price if we don't have to. But don't disrespect my product. Don't disrespect my brand. And then if I accept your nickel and dime negotiating and I let you talk me down to a minuscule fee, that's on me. I then can't complain that, because if you say to me, Diamond, how much for you to MC this wedding? And I give you my fee, and you say, I only have 100. And I say, okay,
what?
I'm going to do this. Get this. If you say, I only have 100, and I say, okay, then I'm still going to do it. I still need to get out there and give you my $500 price, service, performance. That's my fault that I accepted your $100. That's my fault. You know, so sometimes we have to value ourselves. Somebody comes, you have a contract, somebody tries to nickel and dime you. I know that you both wouldn't accept it, but a lot of times people accept these stupid-ass amounts, these goofy prices that people want to pay. So now, if I got it over on him, let me see if I can get it over on her. I'm going to keep trying it. It's not happening over here.
Mike, she's going to open the Pandora box.
It's a double-edged sword.
They setting that precedence. Now, I'm going to swing it over before we jump into this topic. Recently, and those who are listening to the show, the Uncle Talk Show, we over here in Jersey, we recently had the VMAs awards. You know, nationally, world, you know, Jersey had a great light on it. Great event, you know, as close to my job, personally, had the opportunity to see a lot of stuff that was going down there and see all the money. However, what looked good on the outside, the residents of North and the local businesses was heavily affected. Heavily affected.
Yeah.
Now, the big corporations made a lot of money. Make no mistake about it. Now, I personally know businesses was made to shut down. Shut down, losing money. And, you know, one of the business owners like, man, damn, I could have really made a lot of money. I mean, I'm not going to imitate his voice, but he really was like, damn, I'm missing out on some real money here. But they were basically told, you know, hey, look, you know, you shut down. They was encouraged to shut down.
Encouraged
to shut down because they said it was a security protocol. But these businesses, they need their business to be open to make X amount of dollars. And if they have the opportunity to make certain money that can help pay their bills and pay their staff, so be it. Now, from my understanding, they wasn't compensated properly. I mean, I don't know all the behind the scenes. I'm just going by, but maybe talk to a couple of people. But I also know there was a couple of tenants that live in those condos and some surrounding areas who kind of encouraged, like, look, you can't be in this restricted area. Basically, almost like they had to stay in their house through the whole event.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know I wanted to touch on that because, you know, the VMAs was a great deal. It was. It was for NORC as far as national spotlight. However, the everyday people was really affected by that. I know, Mike, you said there's something you wanted to kind of touch on before we jump on the topic. What's your take on that?
I mean, you kind of already covered it, Big. I mean, like I said, from the outside looking in, you know, we've never had an event like that in our area, you know, in our hood, I should say. It was a great thing to have, and by all accounts, it was a success. However, they're not speaking about the inconveniences that the native people around the area, you know, the transportation that was affected, everything was affected. I mean, my sister works down there. You know, she got out of work that day at 1 o'clock. She didn't get home till something like 5 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was just crazy. I mean, like I said, they show you everything from inside that red, you know, those red ropes. But they wasn't showing you guys what was going on behind the red ropes. And like Nas was saying, you know, businesses had to close. They either closed for the day, well, actually for a few days, or they closed early. And this is money lost. I mean, the people, the carts on the street, you know, they made them move. You know, and these people, they've been in these spots for years. But,
right.
You know, they had nowhere to set up to make their money. It was a beautiful thing to bring to Newark, and I'm sure that they're going to want to do something like that again. That was the whole purpose. That's why they went all out. But
mm-hmm.
they need to do a better job of kind of accommodating the people a little better. Like, I'm not saying just give them full rein to do whatever, but a little better job of coordinating certain things to make it a little easier on the native folks that are down there every day, blessing that place. You know?
No doubt. I mean, I just want to make sure that the natives get taken care of, and it's not the issue of gentrification,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, of course,
mm-hmm.
a lot of our areas goes through constantly, and
mm-hmm.
and the North has experienced some of it. But, you know, before we go on the topic, you know, Diamond, what's your take on it?
Well, I was just going to say, like, I'm going to play devil's advocate, right? Do you think that they did anything differently in North, then, because we don't know what happens in the other cities. That could just be protocol.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we see these awards at different places. Well, I can,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can compare it to, because I live near the Philly area.
Okay.
So when they had the NFL draft outside over in Philly by the Benjamin Franklin Parkway,
mm-hmm.
it was total chaos.
Mm-hmm.
But see, when everybody seen it on TV, all they seen was the aftermath, you know, all the stages
glamour.
And the front.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But
mm-hmm.
for the people that lived over there and people
mm-hmm.
had to get over there, it was crazy. And I'm sure that the same thing goes on in these other cities that these big events happen. And we never see it. It just this time we were able to see it because, you know, it was right
it was
there in our hood.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But I think part of it, though, a lot of people, I don't know about the businesses, right? So maybe they weren't
mm-hmm.
fairly compensated given the fact that they had to close. And it had
mm-hmm.
to be a controlled environment. It had to be, no
mm-hmm.
matter what. But this
yeah,
amount
we know
of people
that.
Coming in, it had to be controlled. I don't know about the compensation, you know, if it were not enough. And maybe they can negotiate something better as you, because I think it's going to come back. But the point was to make it so successful that
mm-hmm.
MTV wants to
they
come
can do
back
it again.
So that
exactly.
they can do it again. Because
mm-hmm.
the revenue that it generated, my problem was with the people, two issues, and then I'm going to let you, you know, let us move on. One was the people that were saying, oh, where's the black people in the audience? There's not
mm.
many black people in the audience at the VMAs. Honestly, Secondly, yeah. They gave away tickets. They gave away backstage passes. They had raffles. They had events that were affordable beforehand. But we don't pay attention to what's going on in our community.
Yeah.
Then when it pops up, everybody has an, oh, we're not in the audience. We're not in the audience in any of the cities, but you have the opportunity to be in that raffle. It was all over the news that it was coming. We had big press conferences, but we don't pay attention to what's going on in our community until the day before when they hear that it's going to be gridlock. You know, and it is unfortunate that some people were inconvenienced. You know, we have to come up with a better plan. We've never done this before, you know, in the city. So I'm thinking that as it goes on, you know, that the plans will, it'll be better. You know, you learn. You learn.
Right, sure. Of course.
But the thing that got underneath my skin was the people that did not know it was coming, literally, like, what, that's happening? And then the people that were probably didn't know it was coming, and we're the black people in the audience. You ain't say that last year when it was in L.A. It's black people in L.A. L.A. is predominantly black. You know, we just get so hung up on where we at, where we represented. We don't normally go. Those tickets were astonishing fees. But there were giveaways. We did have the opportunity. We got to stop complaining about stuff and but not paying attention proactively. We react. We are a reactive community. Like, now I'm mad. You know, now I'm mad. But you weren't paying attention. You weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
You know, so that was my thing about it. I didn't know about the background and the impact on the businesses, and that is unfortunate. But hopefully they'll do better.
I definitely see your point on that. You know, we as people, but maybe we should have put some damn chicken sandwiches out there. I'm just saying.
Exactly. Put some chicken sandwiches at the press conferences and everybody will be there. I'm telling
you. I'm a little jealous, Mike. You had a taste of it. I was just curious. You know, human nature is curious. I ain't going to lie. I wanted to try a piece of chicken. But anyway, we'll jump to the topic. Tonight's topic, ladies and gentlemen, is called Stop Playing Victim. Now, I did see a post on your page. Someone said stop playing. You know, maybe she changed it to stop playing volunteer. You know, I found that funny. I was actually laughing when I seen that post. But however, tonight's topic is stop playing victim. We're going to switch it up. And I think with this topic alone, not a thing I know, this topic alone has so many dimensions and different aspects of it. And when we say stop playing victim, you think about your regular life, you think about your relationship, you think about your jobs, you think about the misfortunes that you go through in life, and you want to blame everybody else except look at that, where you have contributed to that. So we're going to talk about it. So with that being said, I'm going to spin the mic around. So you want to go ladies first, Mike, or you want to handle it? Well, you know, talk to me.
We're not going to do that. We ain't going to do our quick mix.
No, we don't jump in this because I was looking at the time, man. We good.
Oh.
We good.
Okay.
We good. We jumping in, bro. All
right. I mean, like you said, I mean, I get so tired of, you know, when people have things going on in their life, they want to blame everybody except themselves. You know what I'm saying? I think I touched on this in one of our earlier shows. You know, my father, I loved him to death. God rest his soul. But my father was actually one of these people. He always walked around feeling, you know, he had this famous statement that he could never catch a break. And the reality was he caught many breaks. He just didn't take advantage of the breaks when he got them. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like people that's always losing jobs. But, you know, they want to blame everybody, but they will never look in the mirror at themselves on the reason why they lost that job or even why they couldn't get that job. You know, I used to tell my sisters and everything, every time I went through an interview of a job, I knew I could tell you exactly where I went wrong and why I didn't get a call back. I don't try to blame the other people. Oh, they ain't like me because I didn't have a suit or whatever, whatever. You know what? I go back through the interview in my head, the questions, how I answer the questions, and I realize, you know what? I fucked up there. You know, I'm not afraid to say, you know, I made a mistake. You know, I made a mistake, and I got to change that. But there's most people out there won't do that. It's easier to blame somebody else for their mishaps or whatever rather than just take ownership and, you know, correct themselves and move on. You know, I just those kind of people just I don't know. They just kind of burn me up, man. You know what I'm saying? Go
yeah.
ahead, Tommy.
No,
who's
no,
next?
No. What do you think on the topic? I mean, attack it.
Can I go last? You're not going to say that? I just want to hear y'all opinions, and then I'm going to chime in, if that's okay.
No, no doubt. I mean, for me, all right, here's what I'll do. All right, for me, I look at it on a couple of things. I guess because the environment I grew in, I've heard a lot of excuse making. I'm not a big fan of excuses. You know, me having my children, you know, I teach, you know, not take excuses. I mean, you know, if you're doing your best, you do what you have to do in life. You know, you deal with the circumstances. You know, I always told my son and my daughters, I said, listen, you know, look at what you've done first. Even my own self, I look at myself and my actions. I made some dumbass choices in life. I did, you know, and I couldn't blame somebody else. However, they may have contributed a little bit more on the topic, like, for example, bad relationship. I knew damn well that I shouldn't have gotten a relationship with this woman over here. Look how she's carrying herself. But I was like, man, I'm thinking, you know, with the wrong head. And I didn't engage, and as I got older, I didn't engage to developing a friendship. I didn't engage in trying to build a rapport. I'm not going to say the other word, Mike, because y'all cracked on me last time. you know, I didn't take the time to do certain things to learn about this woman. So what I rushed into a relationship. So end result was a rush relationship. You get rush results, and then a lot of rush things happen, rush judgments, rush results, and everything just came out being bad. But however, it took time, and I learned. I definitely learned. I couldn't blame nobody else. I was part of that equation. And, you know, a brother a long time ago had to talk with an older brother, Mr. Saeed. You know, he was talking to a couple of the brothers. You know, we had a men circle that we was, you know, part of a group before. And he would talk about, listen, man, you know, you in these relationships, if the situation is getting bad or worse or whatever, or you decide you want to mess around or whatever, get out of it because you're not treating her fair. You're not treating that person fair. You're doing an injustice. I mean, don't play victim if she throws your clothes out, burn your shit. Don't play victim. Oh man, you know she didn't. I'm making excuses for what I'm doing because she's not doing this. Nah, get out of it. And if she's violent or she's into situations or you're around a situation, stop blaming everybody else, man. You can remove yourself from that equation. You know, I look at it from perspective that accountability is the most important part. You have to own the stuff and own the shit that you do in life in order to move forward. I mean, that's my perspective in playing the victim aspect. I look at myself in accountability. And then, I don't know, maybe I'm looking at it just from a different, maybe selfish perspective. But me personally, you know, I have a problem with people that are just not accountable for their part. I mean, yeah, you know, you guys can, people can, you know, compromise and all the jazz. But play your, you know, for me personally, be accountable. I mean, stop crying under the victim nonsense, especially with relationships, especially with men. You know, you saying this bad is happening, this bad is happening to me. Well, damn, brother, what are you doing to change it? What are you doing? What life choices are you making to change it? You know, from relationships to job to women to, you know, how you, you know, I'm getting harassed by the police. Well, damn, man, maybe if you pull your fucking pants up, maybe if you, you know, lean your seat up in your car, I mean, come on now. I mean, damn. I mean, you know, well, I'm not succeeding in business. So you said earlier, Diamond and Mike, maybe you're doing the wrong things. Maybe you're not taking the time to be professional. Maybe you're not owning your craft. Maybe you're not taking care of the professionalism aspect of the business to be competitive with the other people who's demanding top dollar. Come on now. So, I mean, that's how I personally look at it, an accountability aspect as far as the victim aspect. That's for me, Diamond. What is your thoughts?
So,
I hear you. I hear you in the background like, okay. It's almost like I feel you ready to go.
I'm just listening. So I like to, and something that I do, I like a little bit to do a little bit of research. So I wanted to see what playing the victim, what the general description or definition, I should say, of playing victim. So I looked this up while we're talking right now. Everything is random, right? We're on a spot. So victim playing, also known as playing the victim, is the fabrication of victimhood for a variety of reasons. So people are doing this for reasons. So to justify abuse of others, that person I may feel sorry for. But here's the other people. To manipulate others, a coping strategy, or attention seeking. Okay, so I feel like Mike, maybe your dad used it as a coping strategy. Things weren't going. Maybe he wasn't as successful as he could have been, so he coped with it. That was his way of coping, right? Let me play victim. That was his coping mechanism. And then you have people where they say to justify abuse. I actually want to see what that says because I'm not understanding. Abuse, so basically they're treating me improperly. They're mistreating me. And I can get out of this situation, but I'm just going to stay here and play victim instead of getting out of it. But then you have that manipulation. The manipulation, that victim player is also known as a narcissist. Okay, and that's a whole, we could take that as a whole nother topic. But for me, the person that plays victim to manipulate other people, they're deceitful, they're weak. They're weak. They don't want to live up to their potential. And when they fail, they want to blame other people. And then in blaming other people or downplaying, I'm going to tear you down, right? If I make a mistake, this show doesn't go well tonight, I'm going to play victim. Those guys are terrible. Meanwhile, you've been having a successful show all along, but I'll play victim and make you feel like you did something wrong. It's a manipulative thing. And a lot of men who are unsuccessful in relationships, who are unsuccessful in life in general, will do that to women. They'll play victim. Yes. And those are your narcissistic men. They don't own up to their responsibilities, like you said earlier. They don't own up to it, and then they play victim. They make it somebody else's fault. They'll even do it in the bedroom. Like, let's keep it 100. They will. They will play victim in the bedroom and blame. If they have a poor sexual experience of that woman, you get back what you give. And if that sexual experience wasn't good, or that woman, whatever, it wasn't, they'll blame the woman. They'll make it her fault. But meanwhile, you raggedy in a bit. They're playing victim. We play victim all across the board. Mike, I lose you?
No, I mean,
Mike. No, he's absorbing. I know how he can sound. He's like,
And then I'm not going to just talk about the men, the women who play victim. Example that burns me up is the woman who has the baby by the deadbeat dad. And then 18, 20, 25 years later, you still blaming him. Sis, you knew by the time that child was 1, 2, or 3 at the latest that he wasn't going to do nail. But you still blaming him. Oh, I can't do this because he don't take care of her. I can't do this because he didn't do that. Meanwhile, daddy is gone, moved on, married, another family. But sister is back here with the first baby, still blaming dad instead of flourishing. She's locked in a room, her and her child, and instead of flourishing and saying, you know what, you know you got this baby over here, you gonna take care of her or you not, you gonna take care of him or you not, they play victim because they're not happy. They're not happy, so let me play victim so I can keep poking. And it's a form of manipulation, too. That's just, women do it, too. It comes back to me playing victim is, bottom line, a form of manipulation. I didn't get the job. I'm going to come home and say, you know what, they ain't like black women. And now my family won't be upset. I'm manipulating you not to challenge me. I'm manipulating you not to question my abilities. Diamond, did you live up to your full potential? Did you go in there and knock that interview out? Or did you go in there, you know, with your shoulders down and all that? So to me, that victim is manipulation, and it's weak. It's weak. We all have certain challenges that we face during childhood. We all have certain challenges that we face during adolescence, young adulthood, and by now, damn it, if you haven't gotten together, it's your own fault. You can't keep going back and blaming mom and dad. You can't keep going back and blaming your baby daddy or your baby mama or your ex-spouse. You got to take ownership for your own life. At some point, we got to stop playing victim. We got to take ownership. But it's a hard thing to do because you have to be able to humble yourself. You have to be able to admit that you're not perfect in order to take accountability. It's easier to pass the buck.
I like the fact that you said humble yourself. Mike, we talked about this behind the scenes. It's about being humble. I believe that's a strong factor in being accountable and not playing the victim. Just being humble enough to understand, like, you know what, let me, you know, Mike, you said before, kind of do a checklist of ourselves. Is that what you said, I think, before, Big Dog?
I mean, we got to do self-evaluations, man. I don't think people do enough of that. You know, sometimes we really got to sit down and look at ourselves. It's like looking in the mirror and really taking a really good, honest look at ourselves and, you know, try to correct some of the things or identify some of the things we need to work on ourselves and truly, truly work on them to make ourselves better. But most people won't do that because they don't want to look at themselves truthfully.
But the question, you know, I pose to you and Diamond, why? I mean, this is black, white. I think it's all races and colors. You know, why people as humans don't take the time to do that? I mean, is it just society or is it just part of the human make? I mean, maybe I'm going a little too deeper with that.
No, I think it's just part of the human makeup, man. I mean, people really, it's like, do you like criticism? I mean, on certain things, we could take criticism. But on certain other things, we don't want to hear that. And it's very hard to criticize yourself. You know what I'm saying? Until you know, you start realizing things are just not going my way, whether it be jobs, relationships, you know, whatever. When you really start,
is it a maturity thing?
Could be some of that. I mean, you have to really, like I said, when you're constantly doing the same thing, what we say? You're constantly doing the same thing and getting the same result. That's insanity. So if you're really looking to change, you have to take a look at yourself because you're the common denominator in all this shit. So if you're the common denominator in relationships and work and all that, then maybe they ain't the problem. Maybe you are the problem. Now, can you actually look at yourself and point out the problems? That's, you know, that's where it gets funky. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't be wrong, man. It walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a fucking duck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, what do you think, Diamond?
So, no, I'm online. Don't, when we get into these topics, I start digging.
You're researching.
I should have been a psychologist. Yeah, I'm 2 seconds.
I knew it.
But it says, although they can actually change their circumstances, pretty much everything that we've already said, although they can change circumstances to avoid being victimized, they won't seize the opportunity because they want to play the role and appear as victims to others and themselves. The main identifying trait, so then it gives us a list of traits of people who choose to play the victim. Again, they tend to manipulate people. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They influence or control other people's sympathy to gain compassion or support.
Mm-hmm.
They form friendships or intimate relationships with those who disrespect, mistreat, or abuse them to convince themselves. So this is that abused person of their unfortunate status. I'm feeling down. I am no good. I might as well go ahead over here, and I deserve this abuse. They avoid taking responsibility for their life, instead blaming others for their mistreatment, and they think and talk a lot about how others take advantage of their kindness. And, you know, it's a crippling dependency on friends or coworkers for support. They call you constantly. I know a woman, she's not a direct friend of mine, but I know her, and this woman in our age range, just sick and sick and sick. Every time you talk to her, she's sick. I'm like, damn. Ain't you tired of being sick? You understand what I'm saying? But she likes that because that's how she gets compassion from other people. Let me be sick. Every other damn time you talk to her, she has another ailment. But she thrives off of that. That's how she gets attention. She likes it.
Anybody ever tell her to take her ass to the doctors? I mean, damn.
Oh, she says the doctor. They know it. They be like, what's up? But here's the thing about that. Keep going to those doctors. They making money. Especially, it's twofold. There's underinsured and overinsured, right? So she may be overinsured, and she has this victim mentality. And she'll go back and blame it on things from her childhood, et cetera. But that doctor, take them to that doctor. What? They realize you have that victimized or that what is the word when a person, I can't think of it right now, but, you know, they make up things to be ill, right? So she's a victim
of... I know the word you're talking about.
I'm hearing when I'm
talking to my tongue.
when it
Mike,
comes out,
you
just throw
that
it
word
out.
Trump, what is that word, Mike? We hear it. I mean, we'll spit it out. But I'm actually
okay.
glad you said that. I'm actually glad you said that because that's the other side of the coin when people are playing victim. You know, you're playing victim. Be careful what you get. You know, you kind of looking for. Yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I like the fact how you brought that out because, you know, playing this victim, and then, you know, you can't cry over dinner when it happens to you. You know, I honestly know me and Mike talk about it. I'm like, I don't want to hear that shit. You knew damn well what was going on with you. You know, and we kind of touched on a little bit last week with karma. I mean, you playing on, hold up. You created that. You created that environment. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear that. No, come on now.
Right.
You know, you going through the stuff you're going through. You know, hey, man, people don't understand. People do understand. You keep putting yourself in the same situation. It's like a hole.
Same
a man's
situation
walking down,
over and
down
over
the
again. I'm kind of feeling sorry
all
for
the
you.
Time.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I mean, you want me to feel sorry for you? And you keep on putting the same situation? I mean, I'm not going to throw no names out there. I mean, I know people right now who's been abused by crime, and they still hang around a damn person. I'm like, yo, come on now.
Correct.
Really?
Correct.
Seriously,
right.
you're going to be around this individual that robbed you. Come on now.
Mm.
I mean, seriously? But yeah, you want sympathy. You want people to understand, stop. Stop. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
Mike, I mean, I know it burns you up to death, you know, because we talk about it all the time. Like, I ain't hearing that shit.
Mm-hmm. when you get tired of hearing it, then you're not compassionate. You know what I'm saying? It's like they turn it around. They try to make you second guess how you feel. But I'm thriving. And I'm living a loving life, and I'll listen to you for a little while. But every time I call you, you're depressing me. Every time I call you, you're telling me you were standing on Clinton Avenue and you got robbed. And then the next week, you're still there in the same damn spot. Go catch the bus down the street. Catch an Uber. Do something. You keep putting yourself in the same predicament. You choose the same type of man. And then you choose the same man, type of man. You do the same types of things, and then you victimize. All men ain't shit. Nah, sis, some men are the bomb. You just keep choosing the same type of man. You're perpetuating your own victimization.
Mm.
That's the word.
That's true. That's true.
You know,
that's true.
We
I mean,
do
like
this.
You said, you know, you live your best life. You said you don't have time for the drama. People don't even understand. You know, when me and Mike talk behind the scenes, we've been through some real stuff. I mean, not saying nobody else have, but we just coming from a place that we don't play victim. We don't understand it. You know, we don't. You know, some people say, "Nah, you understand, son. I'm from the hood." Like, whoa, you thought we wasn't there from? I mean, trust me, we do understand. So you sing
right.
a song that we know about. So you can't get that with us.
Mm-hmm.
You will not
right.
get that with us. You know. So
right.
I mean,
yeah.
I agree with you. When I hear a man talk about, you know, bad relationships and a woman, change the narrative. Change what
right.
you're doing. Maybe something you doing wrong. Maybe it's not her. You know, take time to spend with your woman. You know, tell her you love her. Spend time to compliment her. Do the things like that. Because if you don't do it, fellas, those listening, somebody else will.
Then
you'll really be a victim.
You'll
be a real victim. You see,
your
homeboy.
Here go.
Tyrone up in the crib eating your chicken sandwich
mm-hmm.
from Popeyes,
mm-hmm.
watching your cable.
Hey.
What's
now,
up?
But you got one of them sandwiches, you know. But no, we have to. We have to take accountability. You know, it just really, and again, not to harp on just black people or people in general, right? But again, we talk about black businesses earlier. They play victims too, you know. But you ain't got
yeah.
no cup when I come for coffee. Then you want to yell out, "Hey neighbor, you never come over here to get coffee. You ain't got no cups last time I came, so I'm not coming back." You know, that to me, that's playing victim. You ain't had no cups, bruh. I'm not gonna keep coming back to get my feelings hurt to set myself up to be the victim. Get yourself together. Fix it. Sorry. I get a little emotional.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Mike, Mike, oh my God. You were saying something about living the best life. I think before we get into our next aspect of the show, about living the best life. I mean, you know, the victimization, we all understand, we're on the same page about the accountability and, you know, people using that as a tool, you know, to try to get people to, I guess, feel sorry for their asses. But living the best life, man, if you had to talk to some of our listeners right now, what suggestions can you do or tell, or maybe just from your perspective, about living your best life? I mean, you've been through enough stuff. You know, we all have, you know, here on this show. We all been through our own respective bull BS. How, I mean, it's a mindset. How can you talk to maybe a listener that don't understand that mindset of getting out of that victimization and getting it more to trying to live a best life? It ain't about the money all the time. But can you, from your perspective, give that some light to it?
I mean, that's kind of hard, Naz. I mean, everybody's different. You know, I'm living my best life because there's certain things I've done to put myself in that position. But everybody's situation is different. So, what I eat won't make them shit. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to just generalize that. I mean, to generalize it, you know, I try to remove drama, things like that from my life. Again, I've done a lot of self-evaluation. I've had a lot of time to do that. And I've just tried to change some things about me. You know, I guess that's the basis of it. You know what I'm saying? Just recognizing where you need to work on yourself and do that, you know. But truly, truly take that strong look at yourself and do it, you know, and try to remove the drama from your life. You know, that's kind of the basis. I mean, it's much deeper than that, but that's the basis for me, you know.
The reason why I brought it to you, bro, because, you know, I know your journey. You know, those listening to the show don't need to know what's happening behind certain scenes, but I know that you always been that type of brother that says, you know, not me. I'm not, you know, you had plenty of reasons to feel that life was not fair. But you own what you had. You had your self-evaluation. You've been, you know, I would listen to you. I'm like, well, dang, why is he, you know, I'm looking at, like, the things he did. You was looking more at yourself to not play that victim, the things that happened to you in your life. You know, you tell me all the time, like, you know what, man, I'm living my best life. I don't got time for the shit. I don't got time for the bullshit. I don't. You've never embraced that victim role. And that's why I asked you to kind of comment on it, because there's people out there like you who's going through something, and they may not know how. They may not have a direction, but sometimes if they hear somebody else who's been in a dark place and didn't accept it, and they did a self-checklist of themselves, and they says, you know what, it's not me. It's not going to happen.
Well, let's kind of, like, move on from that, because I don't really want to get into that.
No doubt. I got you, man. I got you, brother. You know, I'm just trying to provide some inspiration. I got a text from somebody, and I want to kind of allude to that a little bit. You know, so salute to Essex County Sheriff Department listening. They're on the check-in. Just before we swing to the next topic, Diamond, before we go into the next topic, is there anything else you want to kind of close out on that topic?
Yeah, I'm looking at the perks. There's some perks to being a damn victim. I might change my life.
You found a perk, okay.
So,
I'm interested to hear
perks
this.
So that you don't have to take responsibility for anything. Other people are lavishing you with attention. Other people feel sorry for you. They're less likely to criticize or upset you. You know, we don't want to rattle her feathers. You have the right to complain. You're more likely to get what you want. You feel interesting because you get to tell people all of your stories. So Mike is definitely not a victim, right? Because we were just trying to get some tea out of him. He's like, nah, we're not about to do that. So you don't have to feel bored because there's too much drama going on. Again, Mike's like, I ain't about that drama. Keep that over there. And you get to avoid and bypass anger because you're too busy feeling sad. So they're actually are what people would consider perks. But overall, the behavior is toxic. You want to thrive, and being a victim is the last thing they said. You're busy feeling sad. Who wants to be sad all of the time? And that's going to lead to depression and a really sad life. So I just encourage people to draw on your life experiences, learn from them, and move on. You know, we look at people, and you can take from people, you know what, they're smart and they're good in that area. But you know what, that was really effed up over here, so I'm going to stay away from that. And use that for your own life. Don't blame, you can't keep blaming your childhood and just or the man and all the other, you know, points that I put up on Facebook earlier today. Once you start to take accountability for your life and for your success, being happy is much more, and in control is much more exciting and fulfilling than being a victim. Yeah, they say there's perks and all that, but I was being facetious, but that really is a list out here. But it's not a positive thing. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to be depressed. And in the small moments in my life where I have been depressed, I try to snap back out of it because it's not a good feeling. And also counseling. Just counseling for this. We have to take the stigma away from seeking counseling, going and talking to a psychologist or a social worker or a psychiatrist if need be. We, you know, go and talk to somebody.
Word, that's what I'm talking about. Now, I'm going to swing the pendulum. We're going to change the topic a little bit. Those who just tuning in, you're listening to the Uncle Seal Talk Show, Mike Grill, Mr. Nas, and, of course, our new co-host, the lovely Miss Diamond D on the line. We're gonna go into this topic here. I'm going to play something, and I need y'all to comment on it right when this clip is done. And we're going to have a brief little conversation because this is being talked about nationally. Check this out.
They say this is a big, rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light, city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down.
They say this is a big, rich town. Yeah, yeah. And I just come from the poorest part.
Just talking about Trey Song. Man, you ain't bought Joe CD in years. Now you talking about Trey Song. Trey did that shit as a favor for me, man. Shit. Y'all keep this shit up. Fuck it. I'm gonna have to put the back the way it was.
The clips you heard, was from the theme song Power, from the movie Power, I'm sorry, the miniseries Power. We talk about a little bit of topics. We like to have fun on this show as well. But y'all heard both versions. You heard the Joe version, you heard the Trey Songz version, and you heard the 50 response. You know, for those just tuning in, Power is on Stars, you know, great show. We like to have fun here too. Yeah, we're gonna have fun on a lot of these things. I need to hear. Let's swing it around. Which one do you like?
Who's going first?
Mike, you're gonna go first, and I'll tell you why in a minute.
Well, I'm an OG, so I like the original. My thing is, this is the last season. So why the hell would you break something that's not broke? You know, when I heard that come on the other night, I was looking at the TV like, am I looking at like a behind the scenes trailer, or is the show coming on? Like, this can't be the song because that ain't what I'm used to. And, you know, I'm happy that he's changing it back to the Joe, because I don't know if I could have went through the whole season with that junk, man.
Nah.
Okay. I have no damn clue because I do not watch Power. I just know that I woke
what?
Up and people were pissed.
Wait a
about
minute.
I don't watch
what?
Power. Did I get fired? I don't.
Well,
that's why I said my people
were
first. I ain't got a damn thing to add. I don't watch it. Am I the only black person that doesn't watch it?
Well, damn.
You know, you had a whole lot to say about my chicken experience. You know what I'm saying?
I know,
but you don't watch Power.
I don't watch Power. It comes on Showtime, right? Does it come on Showtime?
No, it comes
Stars.
On Stars.
Well, come on.
She's like, wait a minute, Stars. I didn't even get to your Amazon. Amazon has Stars connected.
I have Stars. I do. I just, you know what? I have a very, very, very short attention span. You guys are going to learn that about me. But All right. I didn't watch Scandal. And what's the other one y'all crazy about? I don't watch
what?
That one either.
What?
What's the other one? Jesse Smollett. What was Jesse Smollett and Cookie and Empire?
You didn't see Empire.
Is that even coming back or is it over? I don't even know if it's coming back.
No. It's coming back.
Might want to be like,
Juicy Smollett.
Like, Simon, you can log off at 8:05 because that's when we start talking about IT. I don't watch it, but I do know that I think you just said that he's going to put it back to the old song to the because social media spoke. Y'all was mad. I woke up like, ooh, y'all was really mad about that new song. Like, y'all took
it was not favorable. It was horrible. I mean, it was horrible.
I don't have to watch it. I wake up and I log on to social media and get the commentary from everybody. And the general consensus overall was it was not good, and everybody wanted the old song back.
I mean, Damn. Y'all just had that swag. I mean, you heard the first part, and then you heard Joe singing. You know, it had that little nice little growing, sexy swag. You know, even my daughter was like, "What the heck is this?" You know, and she's a Trey Songz fan. But nah, it just set a bad tone.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we talked about it, but it's amazing. You never watched Power. Wow.
I've never seen one of them. Now I know all about it. Don't go rowing too much now, damn it.
I think we're all learning about each other right here on this show.
Yeah. No, I don't watch Power. I don't watch what I call Ratchet TV, like The Real Housewives and all of that kind of stuff. It's just too much yelling.
Lord.
It's too much yelling. I don't know. My attention span is short. But if I want to, and I told y'all earlier, I still live in the hood. Shit, I can look outside my window for a Power episode. Like, I'm still right here. Like I said, I live here. I'm not up here. But I just don't like the negativity, I guess. You know, I really don't. I can tell y'all what I do watch, though. I will watch Good Times all day on Saturday and laugh like I've never seen them episodes before. What? Me and TV
One?
Good
Times, yes. Yes. I mean, I just wish JJ changed his damn sweater, that's all.
Right. But I could really turn cable off. I don't need it because I don't watch television. And again, I keep up with Power. You see, I knew what you were talking about because all I have to do is go on social media. I know the characters and all of that, but I don't watch it. Should I start? Okay, for the sake of the show, do I have to start watching so that I can be a part of the conversation? What I'll do, I'm not gonna watch. I'm not gonna lie. I will make sure that I read the highlights every week. Does it come on every week?
No, you don't have to. No, I mean,
you don't have to.
Y'all not gonna leave me out of the conversation. Damn it, I'm gonna read the highlights and act like I know what happened. Why?
No. It was just an uproar. Mm-hmm. That's all. That's why we brought it. It was an uproar.
People
were
mad about the song, though. Yeah. The whole show was about to get canceled because they changed the intro song. I do know that.
Yeah, it was the uproar, the national uproar that we just found it interesting. You know, we find things interesting, you know, how our communities respond to different things. You know, we respond to the theme song of Power, but yet we can't get some of our people of color to the damn voting booths. I mean,
come on. Right, exactly. I was about to say, we respond to that, but here we are with Trump, president of the country. Yeah. I'm sorry, I digress. But, yeah, we do. We respond
to
these sandwiches.
No. Listen, don't apologize about it. Do not apologize about it. So we talk about Trump
quite
often.
That's why I said earlier,
on the show.
Let me tell you something, Diamond. Apologies are not liked on this show.
We don't like that.
Whatever's on your mind, you say what's on your mind.
I like it.
Okay,
because like
the original name of the show was going to be Unapologetic.
Because
we ain't trying to apologize for shit.
I like it. And
yeah.
That's what it is.
You know,
and there's no apologies. And again, like I said at the beginning of the show, don't take it personally. We're not attacking you individually. We're just talking. We're just kicking it. And call in. Join the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, Mike, you want to kind of give a little dialogue of You know, do we need to go there? Tell her? Or we being transparent?
About what?
You know, without, you know how, you know, we originally had some disclaimers, and then we said, nah, why are we doing disclaimers? Why? Why?
We kind of still a little bit, but it's not like an apology thing. It's just we want to let people know that we don't necessarily agree with certain things, but, you know, you'll hear us say sometimes, like, I'm not a woman beater, but, or, you know, something like that. We actually did get, we had a fan.
Interesting, Sean, yeah.
That was very upset about our disclaimers.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you go back and listen to the last show, I was basically saying a lot of disclaimers, and every time I said it was like, and here comes another disclaimer, because, you know, like, I'll start the convo, I'll say something like, yo, real talk, blah, 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 and, you know, for some reason, they didn't like when I said that, you know what I'm saying, like, why, this is how we talk. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I am who I am in my corporate life, but this is who I am when I'm just chilling, talking to my man.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? But it really bothered them.
Okay, so
a
no
lot.
Disclaimer. Oh.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
You know, our thing is we're learning, you know, as we get older, and on this show, we feel that everybody has a perspective. Everybody has an opinion. You know, everybody should be entitled to be able to say what they want to say, because we got an idiot in the damn White House, and I'm going to say it. We got an idiot in the White House who says whatever he wants, whenever he wants.
If you say anything
against him, oh, my feelings hurt. How dare you? No, come on now. I mean, damn.
Yeah.
You know, you know, we should be able to people, you know, and even Dave Chappelle alluded to that. There's certain things in comedy that he feels that he had to kind of, like, pull back on, because people being oversensitive. I think we got away from, how you really feel. Me personally, I have no issue. If you're a racist and you really don't give a damn about black people or people of color, you know what? I respect your, that's your opinion, that's you. I don't get down with you. Don't disrespect me, but if that's who you are, at least I know who you are.
Do
who you are. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But we got an idiot in the White House. That's why we talked about this show. You know, when we look for the coast, you got to be somebody. Just say what you feel. You know, just talk from a perspective at who you are. I mean, like you said earlier in the show, and Mike has said it before, we're not gonna please everybody. We're not. We don't expect to please everybody, and that's cool. But our thing is, we want to provide a platform for entertainment. We want to provide a platform for honest and good grown talk. We want to provide a platform for new music with artists that's coming out. We're going to provide that platform here as well. You know, we're a platform and an avenue. We don't call ourselves experts or professionals, but we know that we're reaching people on the East Coast, West Coast. Salute to Rebirth. I got, you know, some of my people over in Texas and in Louisiana. We know y'all listening. But yeah, definitely. No apologies here, you know. So the door is wide open, and like Mike said, nah, you don't got to apologize for shit. Just do you. we got your back. This family.
I like it. Yeah. So no more apologies for me. And I really, you know, again, like I said, I respect the person that says, you know, I don't fuck with Diamond like that. Nah, that's not my cup of tea. As opposed to the person that's phony as hell in my face. Oh, I like it.
Oh.
And people still doing that in 2000.
Yeah.
You know, but just keep it 100. If I'm not for you, I'm not for you, and that's cool. I'm okay with that. You know, I'm not out here to please everybody. All of us want to be accepted. We want to be liked. You know, but at the end of the day, if you don't, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I'm not going to cry over it. My daughter actually put up a post and made me laugh. She was like, I will unfriend you, uncousin you, unfollow you, whatever. Like, it's okay. I don't have attachment issues. I can cut people off. And
love that. Love it.
One day we're gonna have a show to get all up in Diamond's business, because not just to share my story, but to encourage.
Do you want
to
do that?
To encourage one who may need to know how to move on, how to cut off. Because some people are getting victims. I could be playing a serious victim still to now, but I don't. Here's my story. Here's what happened. I got shit that I've been through, and I moved on in all aspects.
Ooh, Diamond. You want to do that?
Of course we're going to do that one day. Absolutely.
Oh.
I had my daughter when I was in the 10th grade. 10th grade, I could have used that as an excuse all through life. But I didn't. This is what it is. All right, get your ass up, do your homework in the middle of the night after she go to sleep, go to school. You know, and I've thrived. I'm not down with the victimization, and I'm not down, you know, like you guys said, no apologies here. And one thing, I think today, for the most part, we agree, but there's going to be times when we probably don't. I'm a woman. You're both men, and we got different life experience in addition to that.
Exactly.
I'm not
we don't want to agree all the time. Hell no.
Right.
Hell no.
And in any situation, friendship, relationship, or whatever, anybody that's agreeing 24/7, somebody ain't keeping it real. Somebody is not keeping it 100. If we're going to sit up here and all three of us are going to just agree, like, I still got a problem. Mike, we going to talk after the show. I still got a problem with you fucking up that chicken sandwich. I don't agree.
We still feel some kind of way, you know, watching Power. I mean, what the hell?
You know, but again, we're not going to always agree. We all are, I think, three intelligent individuals. I'm loving this platform. I love the conversation. A lot of times trying to get someone to engage with me in a conversation is hard. Especially men. Y'all don't seem to talk as much as women.
You know what? It's funny you said that. Me and Mike found out a lot of our listenership is the women. Mm-hmm. We have men.
Yeah.
We have a lot of men, but we found that the women, we have a lot of women followers. And we do have a lot of men followers, too, as well. But we know that the women are a driving force in a lot of things that happens on this platform. So I salute to all our women that support us. You know, we love y'all all. And as for fellas, I mean, forget about you. We love y'all, no doubt. But we at this time now. We got to start shutting it down soon. Now, Diamond, you have a couple of things going on. You want to let the listeners know what you got going on so they can check you out, you know.
Oh, that is so dope. Thank you. So I do. I try to keep up with everything and support everybody, so I appreciate being able to say what I'm doing. So, again, I do hosting. I'm an MC. So this Sunday, I actually get to host one of the many New Jersey House Music Festivals. This one is in Rahway, actually, Rahway Park. So it's September 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. I'm actually hosting that. And then I actually am a part of Basement Life. Basement Life is the house music, but we're actually going to transition and open up a wider variety of offerings of music. So that's weekly. I'm over there. You can catch that information on my page. And then I do a show every other Monday called Mellow Mondays. And Mellow Mondays is a platform very similar to the Diamond D Show, where we listen to music and we have conversations, usually not as many topics as we had tonight, but I'll pick one topic and we'll engage in that. And the difference there is that there's a chat. I like to, and we big shout out to Crystal, who is actually called in. She couldn't get on the link, but that's my sister. She's actually listening
in. Yeah, we'll fix
a bug
now. We'll fix that.
And yeah, that's fine. But I wanted to say, so normally I'll have a chat, and that's what I like to do. I just like to do what we did tonight, just open up a platform where people can engage and share their thoughts and their ideas. So that's what Mellow Mondays is, with some mellow music, R&B music in the background, and that's brought to you actually by Basement Life. So I'm getting around. I love to host your weddings and milestone birthday parties, corporate events. So if you're looking for a host or MC to do anything like that, hit me up. I'm available. In my past life, I was a DJ, but I gave that up. No, I never was a DJ. I just love music a whole lot. But you know, and I have a page, the Diamond D Show page. So if you click on the Diamond D Show page, you can keep up with what's going on. And I just like to have fun. Lots of jokes, lots of, you know, some political mixed in there, some lots of parties, some political, some fun, some community. You know, I try to touch on all things positive. And once in a while, somebody will piss me off, and I'll go on a little rant, but I try to stay away from that as much as possible.
Nah, that's all good. We're going to put your link definitely on our page with stuff you're doing,
thank
so you can also check out what Diamond D is doing, of course, on the Shadow Worlds page. Mike, well, what other announcements we have to do? I know we have, you have the information on the Legends Awards in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. You know, our affiliate down there in Baton Rouge, Rebirth Radio, they got a big event going on September the 8th. You know, if anybody's going to be down in the Baton Rouge area, or, you know, for our Baton Rouge listeners and that don't know about it, the 6th Annual Legend Awards, it's going to be a purple and gold, a gold affair, and it's going to, like I said, it's going to be at September the 8th at 6 p.m. at the Jewel J. Newman Community Center, and that's at 2013 Central Road, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 70807. So we wanted to make sure we got that out there. Also, for our Baton Rouge listeners, or our Louisiana listeners, and all, you know, in the surrounding areas, we're no longer going to be heard on Saturday. We have been moved up to Thursdays. So starting tomorrow, our show will be rebroadcast 7:30 on Thursdays. So we just wanted to put that out there. You know, no more of that 3 p.m. crap on Saturday. You know, we made it to the big leagues, I guess. So,
Mama, we made it. I'm all that's excellent.
Yeah, so, you know, so the rebroadcast down there from Rebirth Radio is going to be on Thursdays now, starting tomorrow.
No doubt.
And if you go to the Rebirth page, she has a number of different platforms that our shows carried on down there. So, you know, you'd definitely be able to find it.
Yeah, no doubt. Mike, let's just do real quick. Let's go through the new lineup. But we're officially announcing the new lineups to the Shadow Worlds Radio Network. We want to welcome, they came on last week, the Opinionated Benchwarmers. They bring the sports talk show. We want to welcome them. They carried on iHeart Radio. They're coming out of the Louisiana, Texas area as well. Salute to them, brothers. Mike, what else is they? What days are we going to have them carrying them on our show?
I think we talked about Tuesdays, because I think currently they're doing their show on Monday. But we're going to be rocking them on Tuesdays. And we're real happy to have those fellas, because they really know their sports. They know their shit.
Right, they're nationally syndicated as well. So we want to welcome the brothers there. Also, we want to say an applause and congratulations to our new Blog Talk family. We invited over. They'll be coming with a show and a Blog Talk page. The Pretty Grinders out of Louisiana and Texas. We want to welcome you to the family as well. The young ladies, they talk about hustle. They talk about, you know, entrepreneurship, Diamond. Event, you know, I'm going to need you to go on that show sooner or later and talk with these young ladies. They're really strong. They down with the family, so they're now here. So we're looking to carry them on, I believe, was it Tuesdays, Mike, or was it Mondays?
Mondays, because we got
Mondays,
the opinion.
Right.
I'm
sorry.
It was Mondays.
Right. Yeah, they'll be on. We'll post all that stuff right there. And also, you know, once again, another shout-out to Rebirth Radio. I want to give a shout-out, you know, to Kram and Mustafa. Those are my dudes. They have a show. They have a show coming up. It's going to be on our website. They have a party or a reunion of Gregory's in South Orange. I'll put the information out there. But once again, you know, we are so excited, and we want to welcome, of course, again, Diamond D, our new official co-host. We love everybody, and we're going to make sure the information is more accessible for you guys to check out the show. You got to read the poster, call in, or hit the link. You know, we're going to make it a little bit more easier. You know, we're going to work out the kinks for those who's tuning in. So again, guys, say good night. You know, let them know. Thank you.
Well, I want to say thanks to both of you gentlemen for having me. Big thanks to Steve Harvey and K&G Suits, because if
you know
what,
I can't.
So I'm glad to be here. I'm looking forward to longevity in our partnership, and I had an amazing time conversing, not conversating. We were conversing This evening was an amazing time. You guys are awesome, and thank you again, and thanks for everybody that is listening in, and to those that will be listening back. You know, just thanks. I'm glad to be a part.
No doubt, definitely. Mike, real quick, you got about a minute, 10 seconds?
Hey, nah, man. I ain't got nothing to say. Peace and love to everybody. I'll see you guys in Louisiana next week.
Love him.
Right, no doubt.
All right.
Love y'all.
Love
one.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.